Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting into details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little.
And then, do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning, good morning. It is Thursday, November 21st, 2024. Welcome to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, live from American Family Insurance Studio inside the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. We have a big, big show today. Ricky, would you classify this as a big show with the people we have in here today?
Yes, I will. We got a couple legendary people in the building.
Yes.
One of my mentors and then someone of an OG voice as well,
yep.
Homer Blow,
yes.
And Bailey Coleman.
That's right, that's right. And for DT today, we have the legends in the building. Man, I don't even know how I got up in here today.
Whatever.
I really don't.
18 million Emmy Award winning Telly.
I want to say that with the weather, hopefully you drove.
Okay.
That's okay. True. That is very, very true. Those voices you hear, that's right. That is Bailey Coleman. Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning, Telly. Just enjoying my mocha from our barista.
It kind of felt like you were just taking a shot of it. Like, hey, let me go ahead and get this straight to the back. Main this one.
Okay.
Get this right, my baby. Wouldn't it be something if you could shoot caffeine?
That'd be crazy. That would be so crazy.
Yeah. And the other legend in the building, Mr. Homer Blow. Good morning, Homer.
Homer Blow. Great morning, Telly. Great morning, Bailey.
Good morning.
I love you both. It's great when I'm able to be here in the studio. And I know we're going to have some great dialogue and we'll have some. We'll find out how many different opinions that we agree upon and how many that we may have a difference of opinion on. Either way, you're going to learn today.
We definitely got a lot to talk about. I mean, Bailey's boy keep picking all these TV people to be in his cabinet.
No.
I'm just curious.
You're getting me confused with Tori and them.
You're right. I'm gonna leave that alone.
Okay.
For now. Because it is definitely some interesting selections that President-elect Donald Trump continues to make on a daily basis and standing by the controversial ones that he has already picked. But also we'll get into it just didn't seem like that was just a random local robbery with the Bobby Portis situation.
Oh, yeah.
It's starting to look like that they're linking this to a South American crime ring targeting pro athletes. So
I just want to know what was on the list.
Right.
Bobby, when did they take out your house? Because I need to know.
See, here's the thing. And Bailey, it's funny you mentioned that because I had to remind DT of this. So when people say, when you hear, oh, some of my most prized possessions.
Right.
And the first thing you're going to think of what? Necklaces,
right,
and jewelry,
and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was thinking like awards or,
yeah,
you know,
I was thinking his, maybe his ring and all that.
Right. I mean, because here's the thing with those superficial things, you put insurance on that. Like, you're not going to see somebody go out and pay, you know, $300,000 for a watch and don't put insurance on it.
Absolutely.
Right,
so
right,
that could be replaced.
Right.
But if it's his high school jersey or, you know, things like that, like,
sentimental things.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
That's where I'm going.
There's no price.
Right. So, I mean, when I first heard most prized possession, I was like, oh, man, because I'm going to tell you, one time my car got broken into. And I keep a lot of sentimental things in my work bag.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you know, like my mom's obituary, and, you know, things like
that. Right. Mm-hmm.
And when they took my bag, I was just like, God, dog, like, I mean, take whatever else you want and take everything out of that.
Take the car.
Like, you know, but. And I mean, because I had my passport and stuff like that, but I'm like, man, I can replace that.
Right.
You know, but, you know, the obituary
and things like that, you can't get that back.
Thank God, this is the craziest thing. So this happened on a Saturday night in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody broke in my car, took my, busted a window, and took my bag.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I reported it that night. No, I went back to my hotel that night, got up that morning, called the police, told them what happened. And then something told me to just go back to where it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I go back to where it happened. And they had like four or five book bags just lined up on the side of this building. And one of them was mine.
Wow.
So you could just tell that whoever was breaking into these cars, they were just looking for something specific, like a laptop
or guns, something like that.
Mm-hmm. But I just, I thank God that they said, you know what, this ain't nothing of no value to me. And they gave it back. So I was able to get it back.
Well, that's how some women feel about their purses. You know what I mean?
It's like, okay,
you can take the money that I have, the cash, but can you leave all of this stuff that's going to take some weeks to try to, you know, cancel this card, get this ID, social security card. You get what I'm saying? Some of those things. Because they usually just toss that part.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's very true.
So we are going to get into more of that, hopefully. I mean, because Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs, Travis Kelce, Mike Conley of the Minnesota Timberwolves, they all have gotten hit lately. And so... we are definitely going to get into that, but before we continue, did any of you watch the Mike Tyson fight?
Yes.
No.
I absolutely did.
I watched a little clip and then I had to go.
Okay. It wasn't a clip of his backside. Oh.
Yeah, I did see that part too.
Yeah,
I saw that part too. I was
his
like
Prince rendition, you know.
I did see that part.
Yeah, he done the Prince rendition.
It was like,
like it was normal.
Well, it was normal for him. I mean, he's not used to the camera. The cameraman probably should. Okay, that was my whole thing. The interview, it's a tight shot of him,
right?
And then he's like, "All right, thank you." And then they kind of pan out.
Why would you pan out if you see this man
ain't got nothing covering up?
Because they knew they had a multi-million dollar moment. They knew that that would be, and whoever filmed it, you know, you're now viral. You now are the most sought after camera person in the world.
Homer, do you know I have been in... countless locker rooms in my career.
Uh-huh.
I can't even begin to put a number on how many locker rooms I've been in. And I know any camera guy has the opportunity to do that at any point.
At any point.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
It's Mike Tyson, though.
Whatever.
It's Mike Tyson. You got to look at it. Like, everything about this fight was historical and legendary. Period.
That's what you call that?
Yeah. I mean, he needed his moment.
I mean, he had moments before that.
Right.
What did we
do? So he needed a new one.
So I have gotten my answer before even asking the question, Bailey. Uh-huh. I was going to ask Homer, was he one of the ones rooting for Mike and thinking he was going to win? He was.
The only thing that I could think about that whole deal was, Mike, you're 58, player. What you doing?
He lasted eight rounds.
You know what?
2 minute rounds.
Okay, I'm not saying he couldn't do it, but why?
Right.
Tell you why.
He probably got paid pretty good.
Well, 20 million. Probably. 20 million.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'd do it, too.
Exactly. You'll change your tone just got to stand in the ring for 16 minutes and get 20 million.
Yeah.
Listen, 2 minute rounds, 58 is some ladies that got men and husbands that can't get 8 rounds.
Wow. Wow.
I'm just saying.
20,
but,
look.
But there's no way you thought he was going to win.
Well, I wanted him to just survive.
Okay.
That's what I wanted him to do, and he did it.
Man, I'm telling you, I was watching it around a bunch of Mike Tyson fans, and I was by far one of the biggest Mike Tyson fans. But I was like, man, this dude is 58.
Mm-hmm.
He is fighting a 28-year-old.
Yeah.
What makes you think he's about to win? And people are like, oh, man, you know, the last thing to go is the power. And I was like, yeah, right before your mind.
Exactly.
Come on, like. There is no way he was going to win. You saw how tired he was, Homer, after like the second round.
I just want to say that I don't know why they didn't think I was going to stand a chance. You know, it's been so long since I've been in the ring, I was going to go in there, and I wasn't going to get knocked out.
Man, I was just like, oh, gosh.
At the end of the day, everybody made their money.
Yes.
$40 million was good.
Yeah. And then he just gave it all to his wife. He transferred all $20 million over to his wife. That's what he said.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Because he better hope she take care of him, because if not.
See ya. Right. Well, we are just getting started here on Truth Be Told. Good morning. Make sure you keep it locked right here and hit us up 833-212-1017. We are going to dive in some of these hot topics when we return. Bailey Coleman, Homer Blow in the building. More Truth Be Told with DT and Telly after this.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, are you looking to take charge of your health journey? If so, be sure to tune into the Invite Health Show this Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Find out how you can create an individual health and wellness plan that is tailored toward your specific needs. Invite Health offers high-quality, science-backed supplements, which they believe can lead to a healthier lifestyle for you. To find out more about Invite Health and what they can do for you, be sure to tune in this Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. or visit invitehealth.com. As we welcome you back, good morning, Bailey Coleman, Homer Blow in the building. And man, oh man, this was something that was quite interesting to me. I saw the other night where in McGuanago, the school district and the superintendent, who they put a school-wide, district-wide cell phone ban before the year started.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, students aren't abiding by that. So they are allowed to bring their cell phones
I'm really
to school.
Yeah.
Right.
What?
They are allowed to bring their cell phones to school, but they can't use them during school hours. And so what the McGuanago School District and the village of McGuanago, they were, you know, getting upset that, you know, people were still, you know, students are still using their phones, that they said they were going to start giving out tickets. So the police will give you a ticket, or you will get a ticket with the body officer inside the school for using your cell phone.
Oh, wow.
What do y'all think about that?
Huh.
Are they going to pay the ticket?
I don't
know. What happens if they don't pay the ticket? Do you get expelled? I mean, if there's not a serious
right, if there's no consequence going with that. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be TikToks all in McGuanago.
Exactly. Look, y'all, I got a ticket. Hey.
Right.
This is my first ticket. Yeah, is this like a driving ticket? No, this is a ticket for having my cell phone.
Right.
I mean, you know, if they don't have to pay the ticket,
right,
there's no consequence to
there
it.
There you go.
Well.
And it can't be like you get 20 tickets and then there's a point off your future driver's license.
Right, right.
I mean, that can't.
They're
going to
create the TikTok right. tear up the ticket challenge.
Exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
I'm just putting it to you this way. I'm glad you all said those things because they have decided to table that ordinance.
They learned that day, huh?
Okay.
So
okay.
They tabled it last night, you know, after proposing it earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have, again, given students tickets for using their cell phones in school. And I've... You know, I'm not sure, Bailey, if you were on the show when we have talked about this in terms of should there be a cell phone ban during school? I personally think so. But then you have the parents like, well, what if I need to get in touch with them? Mm-hmm. And
yeah, you know what? I mean, come on now. Let's be real. You need to get in touch with your child. Call the office.
Yep.
I mean, that's what
we used to do.
Listen, yeah, that's how you used to do it.
It's a more simpler fix even than that, in my opinion. Listen, if they know how to block / ban cell phone service mm-hmm. in a facility,
yeah,
why not just
why
put
not
it
just
on
do
the
that?
School
because,
and
I'll
the school
tell you
premises,
now,
for that matter?
I'll tell you now, if you go to some of these fairs and festivals, if
yeah.
you don't have the cellular service that they...
That's right.
That is sponsoring their event, they'll block all your calls
absolutely.
And stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Why not do it in school?
That's what I feel. Like
because these people are doing all
kinds.
Exactly. These people doing all this kind of stuff, calling people where they want to get into fights and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Block that.
So,
block all that.
I totally think that it is... Yes, these phones are being used for the wrong reasons. And
mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's possible because people will say, well, what if something happens and this, that, the other? Like, how often do you call your kid at school?
Right.
Almost never.
And then on top of that, what do you need with them during school hours?
Exactly.
You know they are at school.
Exactly.
Just like when you are at work. They
exactly.
know you're at work.
Exactly.
And aren't you telling them to pay attention, stay focused in
exactly.
school?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
How are you
going to
stay focused if I know I can just make that call at any time? And it also makes, in my opinion, the students have to respect the policies. Because
right.
if they do need to get in contact with their parent or their guardian, go to the office.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go to
exactly.
the office like we used to have.
Like
raise your hand.
Do.
Excuse me. I need to go to the office.
I need
office.
To call my mom.
I need to call my mama.
There you
go.
That's it.
I mean, that's all there is to it.
Yeah. But, we also have to think about the educators as well.
Mm-hmm.
Their jobs are already tough. And then you have another distraction away from them actually learning the lesson plan that you have prepared.
Right.
Absolutely.
And so... Truth Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017. I think it raises an interesting question, and it's something that, you know, it'll come up and then it'll just die off. But cell phones are still an issue within the school parameters.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. When they started allowing them to bring them at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just happened over time because people started using them more. But like I said, my son had no cell phone service for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then when he... Telly, you remember, right? And then when did have cell phone service, there was no internet on it. I did not allow internet service.
You heard
service.
That,
did
you?
Yes. Yes.
I did not allow that.
She gave her son a cell phone.
Yes.
With no internet.
Listen, cell phones for everybody, adults, children, whatever, it's an addiction.
It is.
It is an addiction. So it's if you have your cell phone.
And he needed to pay attention in class.
You're going to be scrolling TikTok. You're going to be scrolling. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All these different stories.
She did him wrong, though. Homer, she did him wrong.
No, no.
Yes, she did. All his friends coming back telling him, hey, man, did you see that so-and-so? Man, I can't even check my phone.
But guess what? Guess what? Bailey, how well did he do in school?
He did good.
There you go. And if that's the reward, I'll accept that.
She still did him wrong, though.
She was just a concerned parent as opposed to being a PWK.
Yeah,
people with kids.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go. Plus, I mean, come on, let's be real. I mean, I waited for a long time. You know, at that point, kids were getting cell phones in middle school at that point when he was coming up. And I was just like... Nah. And like at the end of middle school, when he was about to go into high school, I said, okay, here's a phone. And I was like, you got to manage your minute.
It reminds me of when Verizon was prime code. Call me
blow.
After 7.
And
call
blow. Me. Blow, if Bailey was my mama and she came to me and said that, I'm like, you know what? Keep it, man. I'll find a way to get me a burner phone on the streets. There's too many restrictions with this.
He opened that phone because it was like a Christmas birthday gift, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
He opened that phone. He was like, Mom, there's no internet on this phone.
Right,
and I was
right.
like... But it's a phone. You can call me.
Absolutely.
Look, you call me when you need me. Hey, you can even plug your granny phone number in there.
There you go.
Your auntie, your uncle. Just give us a call anytime.
Absolutely.
Hey, you could even text who he's like, Mom, there's like, you got to text, you know, the old school way with the three letters.
With the number that you got to get the
head and all of that.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yes, yes. Shout out to T9. Shout out to T9.
So has that changed your mind yet? Did she do him wrong?
No.
Oh,
no,
my
no,
God.
No, because I feel like
that story didn't get worse for you.
No, because again, look at where we are now.
There's Homer got my back.
Yeah, there's more focus on the cell phone than trying to actually educate themselves.
Y'all, I see what's going on now, but that was wrong then.
But does she have a successful child?
Yes. But
so it was worth it.
See, that's the interesting thing about that, where you say, did she have a successful child? And then we because black people do it all the time. They'll point at one thing and be like, you know, he used to get whoopings. You see how he turned out. You know, there's some people that got whoopings that didn't turn out that well, too.
Right?
There are some. And
but
a lot
not
of them,
on her watch. Look, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of them blame those whoopings, too. They be like, you know what took me out.
See, even Venus hit us up on our YouTube message board and said, Bailey, girl, you wrong for that.
No, look, she's not.
I'm telling you, that was a memorable moment for me when you told me that story. And he opened it up, and I was just like, man.
Good. Listen.
I'm going to start crying.
Listen, when you can buy your own phone, then you,
you can
know,
figure
you
can out. Yeah, yeah, you can do that. You can figure that out.
Right. But, man, there's no way I could have got away with
fast
that
forward,
with my daughter.
Fast forward to today, he got a better phone than I do. Absolutely.
There you go. As he should. That he earned that phone.
That I paid
no,
for.
No, motivation.
Look, that I paid for. That I paid for.
That's a reward. See, that's where I'm talking about. You got to have some rewards.
I like Christmas gifts like that. Those are good Christmas gifts.
I agree, but you were still wrong for that back
what?
Then.
Telly.
Wait a minute. Wrong. It didn't get what? It didn't get what?
Telly.
You know what, though?
Telephone.
It was. Okay. Let me tell you something. It didn't
wrong.
It really did not, you know, really get back because he would just hide the phone. When he was at school, he didn't try to show it off. Mm-hmm. But when we got to Seattle,
I wouldn't either. And that's like you know, having somebody just a donkey on your shirt saying it's polo.
wait. So
you get beat up for that, man.
Shout out to my nieces and nephews in Seattle because they were the ones that were like. Your mama did you like that?
They hooked him up.
They was like, that's all right. We got you. How you going to do him like that? You know, I didn't hear the backlash from but with my nieces and nephews, they let it go. They get the ribbon and all that, and they worse than you. Yeah. They was going. I was like, I felt bad. I was like, come on, kiddo, let's go to T-Mobile
let's
right
go.
Now. Let's go and get your T-Mobile right
now. I was with you, Bailey. I was with you. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, you
somehow.
Can't just be, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. It is what it is.
No internet. And I got to watch my minutes.
Now you got to watch your minutes. When you run out of minutes,
it's
going to be
a problem.
Then?
I'm trying to remember. Like, wasn't
it? Was a, that
it
was
wasn't
a
free
prepaid.
After. But yeah. After,
was free
free after,
nights. It was free nights and weekends. Yeah,
free nights and weekends. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
free nights
call
and
me
weekends.
After 7.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Call me after 7.
Doesn't that sound crazy yeah. Now?
Like, yeah. Like you would literally yeah, answer the phone and be like, call me back after 7.
Yeah. Call me back after 7. I'm low.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm low.
I only got 3 minutes left till the weekend. You better call me. Call
that's
me
right.
Later. Yeah.
Shout out to the people that still got that minute plan.
Okay.
Right.
Because it's still out
wait
there.
Wait a minute. No. My older sister, shout out to Gail. Let me tell you something. She got a regular phone. Ain't no restrictions and stuff. She go, you call her, you talking to her for about a minute. She like, I got to save my minutes. I got to get on the phone. I'm like, girl, it ain't like that no more. What you doing?
Shh. What you talking about? Sister.
Sister.
You better.
I got to watch my minutes. Sister. I'll call you back in a minute.
Oh, man. Oh, my
sister.
God.
You know I still got that old
okay.
plan.
That old plan.
Right.
Okay. Okay. I'm like, girl, if you don't.
Man, oh, man. So, look, y'all. Bailey was wrong for that. Anyway, 833-212-1017 if you want to get involved with this conversation. When we return, we will get into this Bobby Portis burglary. It just didn't seem as random, and it may not be as random as we first thought it was. We will get into that on the other side of the break. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
What's up? What's up, Truth Nation? Welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, Bailey Coleman, Homer Blow in the building. And for DT this morning, it is Thursday, November 21st, and it's going to be a lot of snow out there, y'all. So be careful. Leave a little earlier.
Are we still at just like an inch here in Milwaukee? Is that what their prediction is?
Saying yeah. At least a couple of inches, maybe.
Yeah, wow. So... this is the first snow of the year and of the season, so make sure that you leave maybe a little earlier than you typically do. I know that means you got to get up a little earlier and get going a little earlier, mm-hmm. but it's definitely worth it as opposed to running late and these roads are slick.
Yep, yeah. And if you are coming off any of the off-ramps and on-ramps, they are still extremely slippery.
Yeah, they are. From Milwaukee to Menominee Falls and back, mm-hmm. I could tell you this morning, slippery. Mm-hmm. So be careful, guys.
Yes, yes. Be careful. Be
careful. You would have thought I was a reckless driver coming down that ramp. I was like, and I wasn't going fast, but I'm glad I wasn't. But I was doing what they call the shake your nay-nay. But we called it fishtailing. But them in stolen vehicles, they call it the shake your nay-nay. So when you see them swerving, call it the shake your nay-nay.
When was it renamed? It was fishtailing forever.
With the youth. With the youth.
Wow.
They came up with their own thing. It's called the shake your nay-nay.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you a new thing that has happened to several very famous athletes and it's been all linked together now. And I'm talking about the burglaries of the homes of Bobby Portis of the Milwaukee Bucks, of course. And mm-hmm. we recall when his River Hills home was broken into, he took to social media and said, hey, if there's anybody that knows, and you know, I consider Milwaukee my home. This was his quote. I consider Milwaukee my home. Last night while I was at work, my home was burglarized and many of my prized possessions were stolen. If you have any tips or info, please send them to info@bobbyportis.com. Rewards for info leading to recovery or arrests. Now, with Bobby saying that, saying, I consider Milwaukee my home.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was at work, someone burglarized my home. That made it definitely seem like this was a local crime, of course. And come to find out that all of these crimes that have happened to other professional athletes, one, the Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, and Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, and Minnesota Timberwolves Mike Conley, they all had their homes broken into while they were at work, like Bobby said.
Right.
Now, when Mike Conley's home was broken into, he was at a Minnesota Vikings game. He was a special guest, so they knew he wouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other two times with Mahomes and Kelce's homes, they both were playing while this was taking place.
Wow.
So and now there are reports that this is linked to a South American crime ring.
Wow.
And you know, there have been reports and someone told ABC News that it appears that the burglars in the Portis case were speaking a different language.
Wow.
So,
wow. It wasn't Pookie in them.
Yeah, right. It was not.
Looking at the video, I knew it wasn't Pookie in them.
Oh, right. Because I saw the video.
Yeah, the video showed me. Yeah. They were like, hello, answering phones and all kind of stuff. Yeah. And like just taking time. Unfortunately, for the inner city and other places that
you usually get the blame first.
But they in and out.
Right.
They not trying to sit there and talk in front of the front door where they know it's cameras and all of that.
Right.
They trying to get in and get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
These people were having a little meeting and hold on a second. Let me see what he say.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, this ain't us.
Yeah.
They not like us.
No, they not like us. We be in and out. Side window, side door.
Yeah. And that's just, that is so unfortunate. But if you could find out where these athletes live, that is so dangerous because everyone knows their schedule.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Right. Without question.
It's not like you got to guess when they have a game.
Some people leave, people at their house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people have people at their house.
Mm-hmm. They definitely have measures to protect.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. But unfortunately, this time for him, it didn't work.
No.
Right?
No. Mm-hmm. No. And, I mean, but you can only wonder, especially if you are a professional athlete or entertainer, that, man, have they been targeting me? Am I next?
Right.
You know, and but I'm sure that, you know, more security and that just heightens their you know, measures of making sure that them and their families are safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but but man, I just, you know, what seemed like, again, seemed like just a local crime, somebody just trying to come up, we find out it's way bigger than that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Way bigger than that. So
yeah, he probably won't ever see his stuff again, unfortunately.
Man.
When it's something like that. But it's a national crime range.
But here's the thing with that, though. Like,
why pick Bobby Porter? Why not pick somebody?
Yeah. Like, why Bobby and what are you going to do with these prized
possessions? Yeah, I was going to say, where are you going to get rid of it at? Where are you going to hide it?
Yeah.
At?
Yeah.
Like, you can't just go to
the world is looking for it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, why the dude from the Kansas City Chiefs? And what they gonna do with his stuff?
Well, I mean, he signed a $500 million contract.
Right.
I could kind of see, you know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that might be somebody's house that if I'm a burglar, they may have some stuff. We don't know what he took from Patrick Mahomes. So,
yeah. Oh,
I mean, we just know about Bobby Portis, but
we still don't know what did he list in it that way? Did he list what they took?
They had it's probably in his best interest to not list it. To be honest.
Did they get his ring?
But at the same time,
he didn't get another one of those.
Yeah.
At the same time, is it really good to not list it or say it because people should know what they're looking for? You know what I mean? If people want to help.
Well, people know his number and stuff, right? His jersey and
that. Yeah, but, you know, if you kind of say
Portis like, Jr. on the back,
it was this or it was that, then people be like, okay. Because people are out here trying to buy. You know, different things. But if you know
all that,
that
stuff is going to end up in somebody's basement, and years from now, when that person passes on, then their family's going to go down there and say, oh, this is that guy from the Bucks. This is his jersey.
Yeah, so, but what did you get from it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Some people, just the fact that they have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
But what they're saying is you don't want to discount a local person, but I'm just looking at some of the other things that, you know, there are striking similarities clearly with all these burglaries. And with Travis Kelce, thieves stole $20,000 in cash and caused $1,000 in damage to a back door while the Chiefs were playing a Monday night football game. And just one day before, officers were called to the Mahomes home, and but it's not clear if anything was taken. And with Mike Conley, thieves got away with jewelry. So, but yeah, that seems extremely random. And again, you know, hopefully Bobby does get these things back in his possession at some point. You know, we don't know what these, you know, his prized possessions are. And Chauncey hit us up on our talking text line. Chauncey says, fortunately, those folk have very high-end home insurance that covers everything with the exception of sentimental items. Yeah. I mean, again.
And it sounds like he's more concerned about the sentimental items.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
As opposed to the things that are insured.
Not the things that are insured.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and again, the show that they not like us, whoever this crime ring is, in my opinion, when people snatch other artists' necklaces, jewelry, they go right to TikTok or Instagram, and they make it a video. Yeah, we got it.
We
got it. And give us X amount if you want it black. So, you know, we've been out there on a different level.
This just seems weird, but it also lets you know how vulnerable, you know, some of these very wealthy, you know, athletes can be at times.
And
you know, you just got to make sure that you and your family are protected, and and you got to do whatever measures or whatever cost that takes. You know, you got to make sure you do that. So I hope for Bobby's sake he is able to get that, and all the ones that are victimized, mm-hmm. because there's nothing like getting your home broken into.
Yeah.
Like, it just, yeah. it doesn't even feel the same afterwards, because yeah. it always is in kind of in the back of your mind of, okay, they've done it once, you know, right. maybe somebody else can, you know, may yeah. try to come. So, I mean, that's very unfortunate, but again, hopefully there is some resolution to this sooner rather than later. On the other side of the break, we're going to dive into some other hot topics that I know people are really talking about. And that is, one of them are the nominees that Trump continues to pick on a daily basis. Now we got WWE co-founder Linda McMahon for education secretary. Yesterday it was Dr. Oz over Medicare and Medicaid, and for some reason it seems like a certain group of people have been kind of closed out of these appointments.
Black people.
We'll get into that on the other side of the break.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told, with DT and Telly, we'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, it's College Month on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, and we want to help your young scholar get those free scholarship dollars. All month long, we will be highlighting local universities who offer full tuition scholarships and local organizations who help students find thousands of dollars in scholarships each year. So be sure to tune into The Truth all month long so you do not miss this important information on how your student can go to college and be debt-free. College Scholarship Month on The Truth is sponsored by Concordia University, Wisconsin, Live Uncommon, and Educators Credit Union, achieving more together. Bailey Coleman, Homer Blow in the building for DT this morning. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We were discussing Bobby Portis's home being burglarized as possibly part of a South American crime ring targeting pro athletes. And again, hopefully they figure this out and hopefully they can stop before other athletes are targeted. And speaking of Bobby Portis, his teammate, Pat Connaughton, man, got to make the announcement. The Pat Connaughton Foundation proudly celebrated the ribbon cutting of six newly revitalized basketball courts at Moe Park. That is that's a great thing when the Bucks are able to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. And I mean, with brand new courts and revitalizing it as such a historic park. That's a really cool thing.
That's nice.
Yeah. When because these players, they're not from Milwaukee, mm-hmm. and when you come, it's just you come here to do a job. But when you see some of them go out of their way to be a part of the community, mm-hmm. and doing this, because let's be real, at the end of the day, Pat Connaughton didn't have to do this for the city of Milwaukee.
Not at all. Not at all.
And I love that the other four remaining parks that are planned, the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Center, mm-hmm. at 1531 West Valete, mm-hmm. That they're on the project to be one of the next parks, and as well as Lincoln Park, mm-hmm. is also on there.
Yeah.
So again, in my opinion, it's impacting our communities that really need, you know, that.
Yeah.
And we're talking about what some of the youth don't have, and we know that there are some that love to play basketball, and mm-hmm. it is what it is. And to know that you're on a state of the art type of court,
mm-hmm.
it makes you, hopefully, you know, respect it and
yeah.
be like, you know what? Wow, yeah. we got this, we got that.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that it'll also help to be a part of the change that we need in our community,
mm-hmm.
to where, you know, people can respect what we got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we see so much disrespect. So hopefully this will make you feel good about your neighborhood park.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Yes. And I know we did not get a chance to do it because there's been so much that has been going on. But rest in peace. When you talk about, you know, helping out the community and doing things that is going to help the youth, rest in peace to James Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, who was the co-founder of Beckham Stapleton Little League here in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. We, you know, anybody that has any sort of connection to the community and knows
right.
what
Absolutely.
His impact mm-hmm. was, it mm-hmm. was just, it was incredible.
Yeah.
And Mr. Beckham passed away, I want to say it was 2 weeks ago, like mm-hmm. November 12th, something like that. And mm-hmm. he was 95 years old.
Yeah.
So, and it's just those things where it was important for him to make sure that baseball was a part of the community. And
right.
if that's something you wanted to do, there was an opportunity for you to do it.
Right.
Yeah. And, mm-hmm. and it was even greater than just the baseball. It was softball. It was football teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's active. You get
yeah.
what I'm saying? Giving something for the youth and the children to be active in so they wouldn't be idle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And
yeah.
you don't need internet on your phone when you're going to
right.
baseball
right.
and
exactly.
softball and
exactly.
football practice. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
No, can't tell you.
Hey,
so, yeah. Great man, though.
You know,
yeah, great man.
I had a pager when I was coming up, so I mean, look. And they took that when you brought
okay.
it in the classroom.
See what I'm saying? So, yeah. But, yeah, great man. Of course, his legacy has been solidified decades ago,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
with some of the parents and guardians in mm-hmm. our city that can say that, you know what, you helped my son, you
yeah.
helped my daughter,
yeah.
and because of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't have to go visit him or her
yeah.
in a prison.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know,
exactly.
They gained a passion, and even if they didn't know that they were interested,
yeah.
it gave them something like, you know what, I like going.
Mm-hmm.
Mama, I got to be at practice. Daddy,
yeah.
you
mm-hmm.
taking me to practice. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
yeah, that motivation, mm-hmm. it's those type of things that make the deepest impact
yeah.
on our community,
yeah.
in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it may not seem like it's a big deal, but that's the same platform that these courts can do
Absolutely.
For these kids
exactly.
that are coming up now.
Exactly.
Now you have somewhere to go, and it's a nice place. And,
yeah.
and it's now, besides, hey, I'm just going to hang out on the corner.
Right.
Hey, man, they hooping at,
yeah.
At the park at 3 o'clock,
yep.
man.
It'd yep.
be some good games on Saturdays yep. and woo, woo, woo. So, I
yep.
mean, you create that by giving them a place where they can go and be safe, and it's nice.
Absolutely.
Right.
And bring more tournaments for the different age groups
mm-hmm.
and you knowing that you're playing on a great basketball court.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes, absolutely. All right, we are going to dive into our number two when we return. Again, Bailey Coleman, Homer Blow in the building for DT. When we come back, again, we will dive into some of these picks that President-elect Donald Trump have been making and the ones that he hasn't been making. More after this.